Well, good morning and welcome to the online version of Welcome and Announcements for Bethel United Methodist Church. This is Pastor Ralph, and I'm doing these welcome and announcements today because we have a special, special day, October the 24th, which we recognize here at Bethel as Laity Sunday. The laity is so important to the church. Now, I'm blessed to be your pastor, but you, the laity of the church, are the ones who really operate the church and make the church happen, both on the financial issues and all the other things. I'm just sort of like the shepherd or the caretaker of the church, but the laity really runs the church. Preachers think they run the church in the United Methodist Church, but not so much. You guys run the church, and I'm glad to serve under the leadership of the laity in Bethel, because we have so many wonderful laity people in the church, and one of them is real special. Judy and I are going to be traveling to Fort Walton Beach, so we won't be in church on Sunday the 24th, but since it is Laity Sunday, we are going to be going to Fort Walton Beach in order to perform a wedding ceremony for our grandson. And then we're going to go from there on out to Alexandria, Louisiana, to see our granddaughter, who graduated this year. But because of Judy's cancer treatments, we couldn't go to the graduation. So we're going to do wedding and then travel on off to Alexandria. But guess who is going to do the worship service? Number one laity person in Bethel United Methodist Church, called our lay leader. And guess who that is? In case you don't know, it's Tina Crowder Oaks. She's a very, very gifted young lady in so many ways, and looking forward to hearing her message, because Phil always records these messages and he puts them in the archives. So while we're away, and I'll go on to the online service on Sunday, and I'll be able to hear what's going on with Tina. Isn't that neat? I'm looking forward to it. So keep Tina in prayer as she prepares the message for you all on the online service and also the 11 o'clock service. So if you feel up to it, come in person, support Tina, and we thank you for her gift of, well, her gift of love and compassion and humility. We're really blessed to have her as our lay leader. And with that, I'd like to ask for any birthdays today. I have one on the 28th of this month, and I think I'm going to be somewhere around 77. And Cheryl Eisen also has a birthday, and her and I are the same years, not the same day, but the same years. Now, I don't know of anybody else right now, but we always know there's a birthday somewhere. So we sing, "Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more." And anniversaries are always special. It doesn't have to be a wedding anniversary. Anything that's a milestone in your life that we celebrate once a year. And we recognize those are real special too. So we sing "Happy Anniversary." Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary to you and many more. Well, I wanted to take this time and opportunity to let you know that Tina's going to be preaching this Sunday, and we thank you for Phil, who does all the recordings and gets the information out. Hope and pray that not only do you enjoy her message, but that you'll be blessed by it, which I know her heart. So I know you will be blessed by hearing Tina Oaks. Thank you, and may God bless, and we'll see you and hear from you next week.